The U.S. government has put an end to two Trump administration policies that made it harder for Central American migrants fleeing violence to qualify for asylum. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There's a new policy for judges announced by Attorney General Merrick Garland, saying they should drop previous rules that made it tougher for immigrants facing domestic or gang violence to be granted asylum in the United States. An immigration attorney in Washington, D.C. said he recently represented a family from El Salvador. The husband was killed, and gang members started coming after his children. But still, the immigration judge denied that claim under the Trump rules. The lawyer says even with the changes, it will still be hard to win asylum cases. A key architect of some of Trump's immigration policies, Gene Hamilton, says he thinks the Biden announcement will lead to more asylum claims being based on crime, and he says that's not a reason for the humanitarian protection. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The European Union is recommending member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU members have agreed to add America to the list of countries in whose cases restrictions on non-essential travel should be lifted. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives of the 27-nation bloc. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions if they want. In addition to the US, also added were North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, Lebanon to the tourist travel list. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists and workers at a Chinese satellite launch center in the Gobi Desert are making their final preparations for the launch of the Shenzhou 12 spacecraft, a high-stakes crewed mission and China's first crewed launch in years. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
China will send three astronauts into orbit on Thursday, the first of four crewed space flights to complete the country's space station by the end of next year. Ni Haisheng, Liu Boming, and Tang Honbo will launch into orbit aboard the spacecraft that morning from Jiuquan in northwestern Gansu province. Construction of China's space station began in April with the launch of Tianhe, the first and largest of three modules. It'll be Tang Honbo's first space outing.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.